Are you ready for a money reset? Whether you're just starting out, mid-career, or approaching retirement, there's no time like the present to get your financial house in order. Here to help is Emmy-nominated and two-time Gracie Award-winning business analyst, Jill Schlesinger. Jill hosts the podcast and nationally syndicated radio show, Jill on Money, and she joins us now to share five tips on how to make your money power the life you want to live.
Hi, Next Big Idea gang. I'm Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, podcast and radio show host, and author of The Great Money Reset. Change your work, change your wealth, change your life. In my day job, I cover the economy, finance, and business on network television and radio. But what I really love more than anything is interacting with my audience on a daily basis and helping them address their personal finance issues. Over my three-decade career, I've helped people make sense of their financial choices. And all of these conversations have prompted me to write The Great Money Reset, a guide to getting real and building your best life. The Great Money Reset provides a framework to strategize your next financial move. I empower readers to fundamentally break through and kickstart their personal transitions and to help them thrive. I want to briefly touch on five key insights from the book that should resonate with anyone who's contemplating a big money reset. Insight number one, take a good, hard look. Many of us fantasize about making proactive changes to our lives, whether it's telling a boss to take a job and shove it, finding a new place to live, or simply listening to a quiet internal voice that says we must step back and figure out a new path. But relatively few of us turn those fantasies into reality. We get stuck in neutral, unable to break with our existing reality and take meaningful action. To reset to a new place, you have to understand where you are today. You have to take a good, hard look. That starts with calculating what you own, or assets, and what you owe, liabilities. Importantly, once you've tallied all of your assets, ask yourself which of them are liquid. That is, the ones that you can convert easily to cash without any lag time or without creating a major tax burden. When you're going through a transition, so much will be unknown, and you might need more cash than you think to cover expenses you never could have predicted, to maintain a lifestyle to which you've become accustomed, or simply to give yourself the peace of mind that only an ample safety net can provide. Taking the time to take a good hard look is the key to learning whether your dreams of making a change are realistic, or maybe you'll need to tone down those dreams just a bit while still getting most of what you want. Maybe the knowledge that you could make a change is all you really needed in the first place. Regardless, taking a good hard look will provide you with more control, allowing you to take smarter, more thoughtful, and perhaps more nuanced risks. Insight number two, curb your consumption. Okay, in addition to tallying up what you've saved and any of those obligations that you've accumulated, you'll also need a detailed understanding of your spending habits to begin your great money reset. Uh-oh, I hear you groaning. Look, I didn't say budget or even cash flow, because I know that would be a turnoff, but here's the issue. People discount the idea of focusing on their spending or consumption because doing so forces us to look at our spending habits and examine what's really going on behind the behavior. You might think you have to blow your life savings to make a big change. Maybe not. People from all walks of life have been rethinking their consumption habits, and you can do the same with an eye toward reducing expenses and directing those resources toward your dreams. Rather than arriving at ironclad judgments about any particular consumption choice, it's most helpful simply to become more mindful of how we're spending our hard-earned money and how it makes us feel. But uncovering our spending rules isn't straightforward. It leads us into the complex netherworld that is emotions. Here are some questions that I recommend asking to help you understand your consumer behavior and the underlying psychology as completely as possible. Question number one, what do I really need in my life? And what do I only think I need? Question number two, do I ever find myself feeling guilty, insecure, or anxious about a purchase I make? Question number three, do I find myself making impulsive purchases? If so, when and why? The answers to these questions could help you curb your consumption, paving the way to your great money reset. Insight number three, diversification is not dead. After a dreadful 2022 for investors when both stocks and bonds got hammered, a lot of people are questioning the tried and true advice of not putting all of your eggs in one basket and sticking to low-cost, passive index funds. I'm here to announce that asset allocation and diversification are not old-timey tropes. They still work, and they're critically important for people who are undertaking significant money resets. Disciplined investing can enable you to make major life or career changes without jeopardizing your entire future. And it can also help you navigate times of uncertainty, like what we've seen over the past few years and are likely to encounter in the future. The key to successful investing is not to be some sort of genius. You don't need to stay one step ahead of markets. The key to successful investing is to not blow it by avoiding unforced errors. Don't follow those who are looking for the next rocket ship stock. Slow and steady and passive wins the day. That said, if you want to take a flyer on crypto, your company stock, your cousin's great investment idea, make sure you limit that great idea to less than 5% of your total invested assets. And one more thing here. Focusing on one horrible year can divert your attention from your long-term goals. The performance you hope to achieve with a diversified portfolio will come with good and bad years. I'm sorry, that's just the facts. Just try to drown out the noise and focus on what you can control as you begin your great money reset. Insight number four, educate yourself. Many people who consider making a major money reset make obtaining more education part of the mix. They might want to improve their job prospects or maybe boost their earnings in their current career. They might wish to cultivate the skills they need to leap headlong into an entirely new career. They might not know what they want and think of going back to school as a perfect way station while they figure it out. Many times, acquiring more education helps us advance in our professional lives, but quite often, it leads us down a costly and time-consuming path. Before you rush to send in that fat tuition payment, and before you potentially even quit your job to go back to school, educate yourself and think critically about whether amassing more education makes sense for you at this point in time. Maybe it does, but maybe not. And even if it does make sense, there could be other less costly educational options that exist that maybe you never considered. Please listen to your concerned Aunt Jill on this one. To make sure that you're really making a rational choice, here's a simple three-step analysis that you can run through as you plot out your great money reset. Step one, identify the precise skills, knowledge, or credentials you hope to gain by going back to school and detail how your career will benefit from going back to school. Step two, determine how you would pay for it. That's obviously pretty important. Are you going to ask your family for more money? That might come with some strings attached. Are you going to plow through your own savings? Are you going to borrow the money and be on the hook for that loan, whether or not the extra degree allows you to earn more money over your professional life? Be careful here. Step three, determine if there are any cheaper ways to get where you want to go. By performing this three-part analysis, you might find that you don't need to go back to school at all or make any change in your professional career. But without the work, you're just guessing at the value of that additional education. Insight number five, planning a reset can help you break through fear. Many people start thinking about a money reset only after a momentous event that has shaken up their life. They scramble to reorient their finances, a process that can feel stressful and even impossible, especially when those emotions are on fire. Whatever your specific scenario, planning in advance for a potential great money reset can benefit all of us enormously. I found that the process itself can allow us to break through our fears and actually take a big step, as it gives us time to acclimate ourselves emotionally to the idea of change. Thinking proactively about our finances, sacrificing a bit financially right now, and doing some hard work on ourselves, we can position ourselves to move decisively toward our dreams when the right time arrives. And look, if we don't wind up making the specific change we envision, we can still leave ourselves better positioned to handle unforeseen circumstances that might arise, to indulge new desires that might materialize, or simply to enjoy more financial security. Ultimately, planning for a great money reset is about building more financial resilience and maximizing the opportunities open to us down the road. By taking responsibility now for our own future happiness, we can increase the odds that we'll feel empowered and in control of our destinies later on. As I wrote this book, I realized a great money reset isn't fundamentally about money. It's about rethinking our lives. Money is just the vehicle. It gives us a tangible means of approaching and apprehending our intangible feelings. These are just five of the insights that I've outlined in The Great Money Reset. Life is so short, and few regrets loom so large as the opportunities you didn't take, the boldness you didn't show. If you have aspirations or ambitions you've long subdued, I urge you to take them seriously. Don't chain yourself to what is comfortable and familiar. Don't satisfy yourself with the usual distractions. Take a chance. Strike out in a new direction. Do it intelligently, thoughtfully, deliberately, and incrementally. You can turn upheaval into opportunity, and you owe it to yourself and those around you to try. I, for one, can't wait to see what you achieve after you complete your great money reset.
Thank you, Jill. That was Jill Schlesinger with five big ideas from The Great Money Reset. Change your work, change your wealth, change your life. For more financial advice, check out our book bite for Shut Up and Keep Talking, Lessons on Life and Investing from the Floor of the New York Stock Exchange by Bob Pisani. I'm Michael Kopnet. Have a prosperous day.